100.5 WRCH. Tell me something good about Connecticut.
All right, before we get started, everybody, happy anniversary.
Yes.
Today marks 3 years we've been bringing you good things about the state of Connecticut. And I have to tell you, we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
And how many people bring you positive things about the state of Connecticut?
Exactly. So, for instance, the world is getting a lot of good things from Connecticut. In fact, in 2018, Connecticut sold more than $17 billion worth of goods. That's billion with a B to other countries. This was an all-time record for Connecticut exports. So, with next week being Connecticut Export Week, let's take a closer look. Why are Connecticut products so popular in other countries? Well, it must be our technology and our innovations. Our top export commodities were aircraft and spacecraft and parts, industrial machinery, optical, medical, and surgical instruments, and then electronics. All highly advanced and highly specialized products. Our biggest customer is France. They bought more than $3 billion worth of Connecticut goods. $3 billion from France alone. Germany bought $2.3 billion. Canada, almost $2 billion. And the United Kingdom spent $1.5 billion on Connecticut commodities.
Nice.
Right? Ooh. There are more than 5,500 Connecticut companies selling goods to other countries. And if your company would like to join them, go to ctexportweek.com for a list of programs to help get you started. And if you're one of the 65,000 people whose jobs are supported by exports, hats off to you. You're helping make another great thing about Connecticut. Did you know that yesterday was Earth Day? Did you miss that? If you're feeling inspired to change some of your habits and become more environmentally conscious, then listen up. Connecticut has a variety of eco-friendly activities and hotels to choose from, and we're going to give you a few places to consider when you're planning your next day trip or staycation. There's the Bicycle Tour Company in Kent, Connecticut Shoreline Bike and Boat Tours in Guilford, and the Connecticut Bed and Breakfast Bicycle Trail. You can rent bikes for the day or the weekend to go on self-guided sightseeing tours throughout the state. Also, Blackhall Outfitters in Old Lyme, Sea Kayak in Wilton, and Down Under Kayaking in Westport offer kayak and boat rentals with nearby access to some of the state's most picturesque bodies of water. You can also visit Grace Farms in New Canaan, the New London Mural Walk, the Last Green Valley in Danielson. This is going to let you enjoy miles of scenic trails and natural hidden gems. Oh, this is one of my favorite places ever. Maya's Sushi in New Haven.
That's
so
a good one.
Good. This sushi is going to change your sushi game. Gen Z in Brantford and Firebox in Hartford. If you're looking to dine on sustainable eats and local treats at Maya's Sushi, he actually gathers stuff, plants and stuff locally from Long Island Sound and surrounding areas and incorporates them into the sushi. Oh. And it's the most delicious sushi I've ever had in my life. And if you need some eco-friendly staycation news, book a room at The Study at Yale in New Haven, Saybrook Point Inn Marina and Spa in Old Saybrook, or the Interlaken Inn in Lakeville, all of which are Connecticut certified green hotel properties, meaning they implement innovative practices to help protect our planet. Knowing all this, put these eco-friendly ideas into action by planning a few visits and feeling good about your conscious travel choices. Don't forget to head over to WRCH.com and sign up for the April CT Visit Prize Pack. You are going to be the lucky recipient, possibly the winner, of 4 guest passes to the Connecticut River Museum in Essex and 4 guest passes to the Stamford Museum and Nature Center of Stamford. All that along with some awesome Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. Head on over to WRCH.com and click on contest to get yourself entered.